Yeah, so I booted up the old VR yesterday. Nice. Best wank in a long time. Oh, shit, it's recording.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
oh,
well,
God.
I don't know how to cut it out, so we're just going to
leave it.
Roll with it. So, welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 6.
That's right.
Hey, 6.
Episode 6. We've gotten requested to actually introduce ourselves at the beginning. So
we remembered this time.
Are we doing Discord names or regular names, boys?
We can do both.
We can do both.
Yeah.
Sure.
So call they can me
both.
Emmett E. Abelson over here.
I'm Obergruppenführer Ted, or Theo.
And I am Fat Boy, otherwise known as Wyatt.
Very cool. Now they actually know who's talking.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Can't believe we went through 5 episodes with never really introducing.
It's really about the personas, I think.
They
it's
like
really
just mystery.
About the voice, you know, the girthy,
soothing,
deep voice.
Hey,
so
hey.
Smooth like
hey,
chocolate.
Hey, hey, Fat Albert.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
I didn't know we invited Ryan back on the set.
Oh, Jesus.
Speaking of Ryan, the choco-flavored Chungus is not here.
Perfect. And now it's, you know, perfect. Actually, he was originally going to come, canceled, fortunately.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
We were able to kind of get a little bit of...
The text message conversation went, oh, sorry,
just a
I'm
huge,
not available. And we all responded, oh, that's perfect.
Really a yeah. huge weight off our chest.
Huge weight off
huge
our chest.
Weight.
Huge weight.
I think I might bring him back just to sit next to me and make sure my mics are plugged in.
That's
just
really always good for
seen, not heard, really.
It's really the perfect
way. That's how we want
him
on
really
the podcast.
Do you really even
want
to see him?
Well, no, but at least the viewers don't have to hear him.
That's true.
Listeners, God damn it. Viewers.
Off to a great start.
So, speaking of podcast-related details, we're at a new milestone this week.
We are.
Not milestone, but we are at $3.49, boys.
Wow. Wait, were we on $2 last week?
Yeah, $2 flat
two,
last
two
week.
Fifth,
wow.
Yeah.
That's $1.50.
$1.50, cents, made, all
basically.
Thanks to you guys.
That's pretty.
Now
pretty
I can
amazing.
Fund my crack addiction.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Well, it's probably more than $3.
Probably like
$300.
Okay, I can't afford crack yet.
Oh,
guys
damn.
Have to keep listening so I can buy crack.
Crack.
Yeah. Well, either way, I think it's time to go to our most recurring segment, Celebrity Deaths.
Celebrity Deaths, everybody.
Celebrity Deaths.
Pop Smoke died gunshot.
Jesus Christ. How morbid is this?
Okay. But
yeah.
I actually have no idea who this guy is.
Me neither. He should just pop a smoke.
I never heard of him.
Quick.
People were telling me about this, and I was like, oh, dude, X died a third time?
I don't know why, but... I feel like every rapper is just in the worst situations at all times. I don't know what it is, but they just attract bad crowds.
As soon as you put out a rap song, you have a target on
but
your back.
When you have a song about killing people and doing drugs, you're not like the most safe person to start with. So,
yeah, well, either way, that concludes that segment.
Our only reliable segment is celebrities dying.
True,
way to go.
You got something, Wyatt?
Yeah, so again, we're going to look over some articles that I thought were pretty interesting that were trending. So, you know the new movie Onward that Pixar is going to be releasing?
Is that the one where the dad
actually,
is like cut in half?
Yeah, it was
completely
with, no, it's
with, forgot.
It's with Chris Pratt
blue
and Tom
people?
Holland.
Do you want to just explain it? Because
like
I don't know.
Grown up Smurfs.
It's a Pixar movie that's coming out. I don't know exactly what it's about, but I know it's with Chris Pratt and whatever his name I just said, Tom Holland.
Yeah, the characters are
has
like blue.
Chris Pratt voice acted in a big movie before?
Lego movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He did Emmett.
He's Emmett. Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so,
same name. Don't even remember
that joke.
Character.
Never gets old. Never, 80, not
82
once.
82 on Rotten Tomatoes. But the plot is two teenage elf brothers, Ian and Barley Lightfoot, go on a journey to discover if there's still a little magic left out there. Blah blah blah.
I don't
so,
want to be that guy.
Okay.
That sounds fucking stupid.
Like,
yeah,
I'll check it out because
it's out.
Pixar.
Pixar.
But
yeah.
If that
yeah.
wasn't a Pixar movie,
not in theaters, of course. I'm gonna get it on.
I'm just
that,
gonna.
That sounds like something.
I'm just
you'd
gonna
see.
Wait for it to.
That sounds like what
either
Emmett
way,
sees when he's on his
just,
crack.
You
high.
Might not want to check it after this, not to be, but. Onward features Disney's first LGBT character. So
there
that's
is.
New.
How do they know
it's
that
it's a
it
one-eyed
is? From the trailer? How would someone know
well,
that?
They know. I mean, look at that. Don't you think that's pretty LGBT?
Well, I think you could say that about a lot of Pixar characters.
Yeah. Well,
hey, but
way.
Like that one is like the most lesbian Pixar character. Come
it's
on.
True.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Well, yes.
She looks like.
I wonder if that's gonna be like very like shoehorned, like forced, or if it's gonna actually be.
Or
good.
Or if it's gonna be like Star Wars, where there's just like a gay couple like kissing in the background. Like they,
oh my
they,
God.
They made a big deal about how the last Star Wars movie was gonna have like a gay
I
even
noticed that.
Yeah, so they just two like troopers like got out of like their planes and then they just like kissed.
Yeah, big deal.
They just wanted media attention.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they can't. Oh, it's two women. It's two
women making out. I think so, the Kylo Ren and Rey kiss was worse.
So
that was
forced.
Awful.
It was like
no, it's because they wanted to satisfy everyone. They wanted the people who were like obsessed with it to like be happy, but they also wanted people who like didn't want that to not like get pissed. Like, so they just made it so short that it like didn't go. Like they didn't take it anywhere. It was just dumb.
It just was for him to conclude his, and he just, well, spoiler, died. So
spoiler. Yeah. He's dead.
He died from carrying those three movies for so many years.
Oh, my God. He's only
interesting
actor,
new character.
Adam Driver's an amazing actor.
He is
so a good. Great actor.
He has such a wide variety of roles that he plays. He's in Star Wars. He can do drama roles like Marriage Story. And Black Klansman. Yeah, he's a
I didn't know he was in Black Klansman.
Yeah, he's one of the
I didn't watch it. I saw it was on like on demand once. Yeah. I was watching for like a second, but then I just wanted to save it for when I have time.
Yeah, and you never went back.
No, I forgot to.
We're just not really going to make commitments, are we?
Just really not. Speaking of movies, TV shows, the new Clone Wars.
Hey, season
is dropping soon.
It's out. I watched the first episode.
Oh, really? Is it good?
The first episode.
Is it weekly?
It should be weekly.
I
was thinking about this because Clone Wars seasons are generally about 20 episodes. People were like shitting their pants over Rick and Morty, like putting out 4.
Yeah.
But now they're saying, oh, yeah, we're just going to put 20 episodes in a row. I think it's because it kind of died down a little. It's definitely not in its prime. When was its prime?
Clone Wars? Probably like Clone season Wars. 3.
Season 3 through 5, I think, is the best.
Probably.
That's usually when...
Because the first two seasons are kind of childish a little bit. They definitely. Still have like that
season
3
through 5 were awesome. Feel. Season 6 was just like not finished.
Well, it's incoherent because they're like leftover episodes.
Yeah.
So they don't feel... They
seven
don't have like
so far...
an arc to them.
I thought seven's good. Obviously, it's the first episode.
I didn't see it, but I've been hearing good things about it.
I would recommend watching it.
I mean, I will.
Rick and Morty is definitely still in its prime.
They took a break and they're coming back sometime.
I'm kind of pissed that they kind of like let everyone on. They were like, oh yeah, it'll be back in like a week.
I think... No, I didn't say a week. They just said it'll be back. It'll be back in...
But like, people assumed it would be like January. Oh, still.
Like a mid-season finale.
People thought it would be just in January. Yeah. It would come back, but it just hasn't. So that's kind of upsetting. I mean, the new season of Rick and Morty was good, but it wasn't...
It doesn't feel like as elevated as season 3 was, but it feels like more relaxed and more like...
It's like season 1. It's just season 1 again.
Which is kind of fresh. I think what the problem is they're running into is that there are not that many seasons into it. So like this would be good if it was like season 8, kind of like taking a break from all the...
That's true,
the heavy stuff, and then it kind
of... Well, it's going stale.
There's no underlying storyline so far. Like in season... 2 and 3, there's like, it was always kind of building towards something.
Yeah.
But now it's just like self-contained again, which is, I think it's fine. They're telling really good stories and like, it's funny. But yeah.
Either way, I did have another article. I don't know how interesting this is to anyone who has seen the show or not, but another reunion is coming on very soon, a very popular show called Friends.
Oh, they're actually doing a Friends reunion?
HBO confirms in May.
Wow.
Going to be returning
that
to Friends.
That is big. I've seen Friends. I don't think it's as good as Seinfeld.
I've seen like a few episodes. I didn't get that much into it.
Is it worth watching?
I don't know. It's a good show. Once you watch, like, Seinfeld is like the comedy. And Curb, too. Curb Enthusiasm. Yeah. But once you watch like that writing, Friends is kind of... Eh.
Yeah, it gets stale.
Yeah.
I have to watch Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's a good show. Well, it's coming to Netflix.
If I were to pick one to watch first, should I watch Seinfeld or Curb?
Seinfeld.
Probably Seinfeld. Curb is similar humor, I think.
Curb, you have... Yeah, if you're used to Seinfeld, you'll like Curb. But
okay.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
That is pretty cool. So, do you have anything else? Otherwise, we can hit the ad.
Sure.
Hit the ad for the boys. Okay, enjoy this. We're going to give you a new recording of it this week.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
See you after that. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little monkey ad.
Mm.
Yeah,
for the little monkey friends.
Good breakfast. Monkey.
Mmm, monkey dookie.
Monkey juice.
Speaking of monkeys, we do have the Monkey House Discord server still.
That's right. Plug your server.
Still just having a whole blast.
Whole blast. We're pretty. We have a lot of members now. I think like in the 140s. I think
it's crazy.
It's
man.
We have like 150. I think now.
Wow. Oh. We had like literally 137 like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I remember like writing that.
Big growth. Big growth.
Pretty nice.
Indeed.
We've really just acquired a very fun group of people, I think.
That's one word for it.
So we made a mistake of having a podcast suggestions channel that we open every week on Fridays. And we just got some good answers. So Big Boss, big fan of his work,
Big
Metal
Boss,
Gear.
Great.
Amazing. He said... swampy asses and weird camping experiences.
Okay.
Weird camping experiences?
I don't go camping.
I don't go camping either.
I go to overnight camp.
You go camping.
Have you
ever kiddie pools?
Do you have any weird experiences?
Kiddie pools.
Make it like a brief 30 second.
I don't want to tell a story.
Okay, so no, moving on.
Okay, fine. You want to hear a story?
Sure.
My friend threw an oar at a baby duck, going for the kill, missed.
Well,
that's it.
Unfortunately, that's the story. It's not funny.
No, it's not.
Kind of pushed.
You're trying to kill a duck.
Yeah, okay. Well, he deserved it. You know what? Ducks are kind
of like you were trying to kill Ice Age Baby.
Ice Age Baby deserves it. Speaking of Ice Age Baby, someone wants us to make a shrine to Ice Age Baby.
We hate Ice Age.
Why would I make a shrine for an absolute dick? Yeah. No.
Chunch.
I'm not making that shrine.
Ice Age Baby is the original Chunch.
Ice Age Baby is like Chunch.
Ice Age is a good movie, though. The first one.
Not the one with Ice Age Baby. What an idiot.
Isn't the whole objective to save Ice Age Baby?
Oh, shoot. Well, okay. They gave him away, so like...
Well, they had the right idea.
I hate Ice Age Baby.
Oh, God.
It's already a dead meme. I already kind of hate the meme, too.
That came out in 2001, I think. So that came out the same year as Monsters, Inc. did. So you can just see, like, the difference in, like, animation styles, all the hair and
stuff. Really just see the difference in quality.
Yeah.
Well, then again, one had Ray Romano. One did. Come on.
Bringing it home.
So Big Boss also just said bestiality in all caps.
So there you have it.
Emma really has some experience with that, right?
Oh, definitely. We can all see. Yeah, dog bones. Bone dogs.
Don't worry about it.
Dio had one of those, too.
Oh,
little experience with a horse, was it?
Okay.
Big horse cock?
Big horse cock.
You know the movie Secretariat?
I met the horse from the movie.
Okay, come on.
Wow. Big star.
I was kind of, you know, starstruck, and, well, it's not the only thing that was struck. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
HK21 with 5.56 X45 NAT.
Jesus Christ.
Rounds. Read the whole alphabet.
NATO rounds.
NATO rounds. I didn't know if I was supposed to read it like that. Yeah. How about you guys announce who you are before you dive into the podcast?
We did that.
Oh, well, screw you.
Yeah,
we did
come on. Catch up.
Just kidding. We love you. Thank you for reminding us, actually. Yeah, I read that before we started. WowX said, can you give tips on how to last longer to make up for my small dick? Well, maybe just grow it longer.
Yeah, come on.
Or do that thing from last episode, you hang your dick from the ceiling.
That will work.
That will help.
Jack in the beanstalk? Well, what's in a beanstalk? What do you think the beans are really for? Come on.
I actually don't think he knew what he said here, because he also said one episode should just be a big sex ed lesson.
So he's kind of conflicting.
So I think
right
that
there.
Someone told him that and he didn't know what it meant.
He's a little confused.
A little fourth grader alert.
Oh, no.
A little idiot fourth grader.
Dumb idiot.
What a dumb idiot piece of shit.
Chunch.
What a Chunch McGee. He deserves it. Don't worry.
Yep. Totally deserves it.
And he also said compare dicks. Okay. Do you know what you say, or do you not know? I can't tell if he knows.
Come on. Get your story straight.
Damn it.
Got a splinter.
Oh, damn.
Big Boss again said, talk about how many times a week you bust a nut to Sonic.
Sonic?
I don't know. Do you guys even keep count?
I don't keep count.
So 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 11?
Oh.
There we go.
There you go.
They used to call me tripod in high school. That's all I'm going to say.
God damn it. I don't know if I should have made a channel for suggestions. Well, half of the stuff, I'm only reading the ones I pinned, which were like somewhat coherent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of it's people just saying poopy.
And shave your pubes.
Ha ha ha, tie a knot with our dicks. I'm funny guy. Play I Spy.
Okay.
I Spy.
Yeah, all right, I Spy.
An idea that I don't want to do.
Exactly.
That's from Timmy McTim. Sorry, Timmy. We love you.
Yeah, we like Timmy. He's a good one.
Timmy's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Basement King said, cripple porn reaction. Wait, no. He said, wait, no. I say yes.
Oh, wow. We could.
Cripple porn. How do they do that? Are we going to go into this? We'd have to find out. Do you want to? Well, hey, it's a research lesson.
No, we can look it up now.
Okay, I'm not looking it up now.
No one even sees it anyway.
Well, maybe I want to see it.
Maybe you'll kind of word by word get the subtitles
on. Maybe I can see it also on my own time.
Crippled in what way is a good
yeah, physically? Like crutches or...
Someone told me about something called
nugget porn.
Oh, God, I know what that is.
I don't actually.
It's people who don't have arms or legs.
I've known about that since like fifth grade.
Oh, my really? God.
Someone told me about that. I was like, what is that, chicken nuggets? Nope, not at all.
I hope not.
Is it real?
I would assume.
It
I mean, I've never rule 34, like, looked into it. Anything that could be porn is porn.
Wow. Just look at our NSFW channel. Come on.
We have a cursed NSFW channel.
So bad.
Honestly, this whole server is cursed. I'm deleting it right now.
You know it's bad when the most normal thing on there is hentai.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. Did have a little incident with that. Oh, wait. What's the most recent image I just want to see?
Yeah, really. Just
there's Shrek with elongated nipples.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. Oh, ruined my childhood. A lot of Adventure Time.
Adventure Time has taken a new meaning.
Adventure Time.
Oh, I'm actually gonna like vomit looking at that.
Taking adventure.
That's awful.
Mean.
Yeah, they really are going on an adventure. Jesus Christ!
Guys, grab your cock. I'm going to a very deep hole. We're trying to think of something to rhyme here.
Nothing to rhyme. So that's it for the Discord for this week. If you'd like to join on some of this nonsense, go to discord.org, search podcast as the tags, Monkey House. Join the monkeys.
Like I said, once we get enough members, like Monkey Mansion, Monkey.
If we ever get to 1,000 people
Monkey
by some
camp.
Miracle, it's going to be Monkey
well,
Kingdom.
That.
Monkey Boot Camp, that'd be funny.
Dude, Monkey Kingdom. I want to be a monarch.
Monkey Kingdom.
Monkey.
That could be funny.
We already are king monkeys.
We are king monkeys, but we're just king of the house.
Okay.
It's just like one house, but we're like kings. How many people are fit in this house? Now it's like a monkey house party.
It's like a monkey
frat.
There's like
over 100.
Yeah, but it's not like a, it's not a good party. It's like an
it's like a crappy party. Like the party you go to because your friend said it would be good.
It's the party from 16 Candles where they ruin the house.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's that party.
But like everyone
and
there,
there's no funny Asian guy either. So no.
Everyone there just sends fetish porn and like calls you retard. Pretty fun. Pretty fun time. So you had something else, Wyatt?
Yeah, we're all pretty into Star Wars here, in case you haven't noticed.
And if you're not, come on.
Get into it.
You don't like Phantom Menace?
Come on.
Jesus Christ. Like,
masterpiece.
Well, have a little Phantom Menace in my pants right now. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Fucking shit.
All right. So either way, we have some Star Wars confirmation news as of yesterday. There is a new Star Wars movie in the works, officially, directed by J.D. Dillard, which no one knows who he is.
J.D. Dillard.
And
J.D. Dick Butt.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, where is he from? He sounds like he's from Alabama.
I don't know where he's from, but I know he's working with a Luke Cage writer, already a bad sign, because I kind of hated that show.
So they're giving a Star Wars
isn't this
movie?
The Old Republic one?
And also, I don't know what it is, but also it will most likely only premiere on Disney+.
Okay, well,
it won't even be
good
a
for me.
That's so stupid.
Have Disney Plus.
Why would they give a Star Wars movie to some hick sounding guy?
Yeah,
and
it can't be worse than Last Jedi.
That's all the news we have so far.
It's possible.
They said it could be a theatrical release, but
it's possible that Disney can astonish
that SpongeBob meme. Want to see me do it again?
Did we talk about the Obi-Wan show yet or anything?
We definitely have multiple times.
Well,
too many
it's coming
times.
Out soon. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good one.
Didn't it get delayed?
It did.
Delayed.
We mentioned this
soon.
Before.
We definitely
deja
have talked.
It's always
this is deja vu. We've had this exact talk.
We have.
I am excited for it. It should be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm more curious about this movie, though.
I don't know what it's going to be.
It sounds bad.
I don't know when it's... Yeah, it sounds a little iffy. The thing is that they're already talking about it. What they've been doing with Star Wars is the original.
Well, George Lucas wanted it back. He said like he wants full control. He asked Disney. He said he'd come back.
Oh, really?
If they gave him
full control.
Actually
make their movies good again?
I mean, it would be like... Yeah, it probably would be pretty good.
Well, the thing is, what they've been doing is good. They've been taking breaks in between each one. The last one came out, first one came out like 77, then 80, 83. They took 15 years off.
Yeah.
And then
and
99.
Disney, 2015, 2016, 2015. 17, 18.
Well, because they want to be Marvel.
They took
they
a break for.
Keep doing
another 15 years.
Now they're taking a break.
And yeah, but clearly not because they're already working on another movie. So it's going to be like a 5-year break. As opposed to like,
I'll give
maybe
it some points if it's set in a new. Era. If it's set in the Old Republic, that could be interesting. But if it's just set during the prequel trilogy or original trilogy...
Okay, prequel could be cool.
Like, I guess, but where are you going to... Like,
I'd rather see
someone... What if it's going to be like Rey's like old now? She's like a grandma. Just keep doing the same thing. Now she has like a... She like escaped. Cause...
Okay, if we do a Padme spinoff, I'll watch that. Come on. Get Natalie Portman in here. Pay her enough money.
How old is Natalie Portman?
She's like 35. I think
35, really?
Yeah. I don't.
Or 38, maybe. I don't know.
That should be older.
Well, guess not.
Guess not.
No.
So Star Wars, cool. Also, there's one comment I left out of this that I didn't mean to leave out.
Oh, so we kind of just
we're gonna
sandwich
over.
Our Star Wars segment in
sure,
between
we'll sandwich
cancer.
It.
Cancer sandwich. God damn it.
Cancer sandwich.
Lump.
Oh, maybe I messed up the pin, but someone said make fun of the coronavirus joke until it's stale. But I think it already is stale.
Very stale.
Pretty stale.
It got stale like a week after it happened, even while it's still happening.
It got stale like right after. People are dying. I was like, wait, this is just the Ebola joke again. Like when everyone started saying like Joe Mama. Like, didn't everyone say Ligma like a month ago?
Yeah.
The internet likes to just repeat itself over and over.
It does.
Yeah, that's no good.
All right.
We have we do have to record two episodes today because we are not able to. We're on a trip.
We had about 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're at about 20 minutes. 20. So I think we're going to make each of these 20.
Sure.
Just because so it doesn't get too stale.
That's about the retention, right?
So, exactly.
Hopefully it'll be 100% though.
Yeah.
So next week episode for you will just be on this exact session again because we're going to be in New York for the boys.
That's right, New York boys.
Hey, New York.
Oh, I'm not going. Very fun. Well, yeah.
Little business trip.
All right.
Little business trip. Got proposition.
Making the money.
Anyways, see you next week. For us, see you in like 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And remember, disboard.org, podcast, Monkey House.
Monkey House.
See you there, hopefully. We're going to be active even when we're not here.
Yep.
That's right.
Just get over there right now. All right, peace out,
bye.
Monkeys.
Bye.